WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Saving her dog proved deadly for a College Station woman who was swept away in a flooded creek with the swift-moving water. 32-year-old April Rachel Turner was walking her dog Saturday morning in Lick Creek Park. Another woman with her dog told police she was walking with Turner when Turner's dog got into the creek near a footbridge and couldn't get out. Turner pushed her dog to safety, but she became stuck and was taken downstream by the current. Turner was found about 8 hours later, about 600 feet from where she was last seen. The witness who tried to help Turner was not injured. We're 2 weeks away from the annual Texas Reds Festival, which for the first time is being administered by the Downtown Bryan Association with partial funding from the city's hotel occupancy tax fund. Last month, City Councilman Rafael Pena and Al Sines were not successful in making the DBA apply for a HOT grant from the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Pena was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs about making that requirement of Texas Reds.
It's a responsible spending, and it's actually being spent on what it says being spent. It's actually producing on what it's going to actually produce.
Pena was asked why he hasn't asked for the same requirement of organizers of the Fiestas Patrias and Blues Festivals, which are also held in downtown Bryan.
It's a learning experience, and I haven't actually looked into those. So I am slowly looking into all.
Next year's Bryan City budget calls for the DBA to receive $120,000 in HOT money, the same as this year. Next year's HOT budget for unspecified events in Bryan jumps nearly 70% from $195,000 to $327,000. Another seven-figure economic development package is coming to the Bio Corridor.
Approved by the College Station City Council at its last meeting, the Bryan Council scheduled a special meeting tomorrow at noon to consider the $1 million property tax incentive for Kalon Biotherapeutics, a private company founded by the Texas A&M System to develop vaccines and other pharmaceutical products. Kalon agrees to build on land now owned by the system. The combined value of the building and new equipment, when opened by the end of next year, will be at least $70 million. Kalon will also be required by the end of 2017 to have at least 100 full-time employees with an annual payroll of at least $6 million. In return, Kalon will receive $1.1 million over a seven-year period, with about two-thirds coming from College Station and the rest from Bryan. This follows the Bryan Council's approval last week of more than $8 million going to the developers of the more than $500 million Atlas Town Center. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Participation in two recent state legislative committees included Representative John Rainey of Bryan. Rainey says the Appropriations Committee discussed a House Speaker's directive to review agency budgets on an annual basis.
It's kind of like, partly kind of like what goes on with the Sunset Commissions, but maybe just looking at funding and seeing if we're funding them appropriately or whether we need to stop funding them.
Rainey also took part in a Higher Education Committee hearing calling for more to be done to let foster children know about free money to attend colleges and universities. And Habitat for Humanity in the Twin Cities is celebrating their 25th anniversary. Communications Director Ryan Pierce says 246 homes have been built. Nine of the homeowners have paid off their mortgages, and the majority of the others are ahead in making their payments.
And the great thing about the model with homeowners buying the homes and paying mortgages is that money goes into helping more families get to build homes.
Pierce says three more home builds will start this month, and groundbreaking on Habitat's 250th home will take place October 4th. Anyone interested in volunteering and or making a donation can go online to habitatbcs.org. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 70 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bank and Trust is ready to serve your every banking need. We're the largest locally owned community bank in Bryan College Station, and we're invested in our community. That's why loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by people who live in our community, have face-to-face relationships with our customers, and understand your local needs. From small business loans to construction loans and everything in between, our team can guide you through the process every step of the way. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
It's going to be a Subtember to remember at Subway, because the always popular Italian BMT is now a famous $5 footlong, and the sweet onion chicken teriyaki is our $3 6-inch select. With the perfect flavor blend of salami, pepperoni, and ham, the Italian BMT $5 footlong is a meat lover's dream. And Subtember's even sweeter with the flavor-packed, better-for-you sweet onion chicken teriyaki for only $3. Enjoy two of our best subs all Subtember long. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only, plus tax, price, and participation may vary. Presence higher and less. Go why additional charge for extras. Now you can get a taste of New Orleans tradition at your nearest Subway restaurant. Add our flavorful muffalata relish to a Subway spicy Italian, a cold cut combo, or an Italian BMT. Muffalata, ground olives and veggies with the perfect blend of spices and seasonings is available on our New Orleans trio, but only for a limited time at participating Subway locations. So order an Italian favorite and spice it up right with Muffalata, a New Orleans original. Subway. Eat fresh.
810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. From now until the end of the month, buy a complete air conditioning system with Barker's Heating and Cooling and get an evaporator coil free. It's a $500 value. Or you can get $500 credit toward a new system from Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here's the weather.
A sunshine this morning will eventually give way to some cloudiness. Temperatures are probably going to reach about 90 later today. It'll become partly cloudy through the overnight with a low of 70 to 75. For tomorrow, sunshine will give way to clouds. There could be a stray thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, skies are going to have a tendency to be partly cloudy, lows 70 to 75. Partly sunny Wednesday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go. So, this weather is just tremendous. I mean, you actually on Saturday you started thinking about those projects we were talking about it early last week.
Mm-hmm.
Where, okay, I think I can go outside long enough to do that.
Yeah, I've been putting off that barn raising for far too long.
But you know, with winter coming up, and you want to be getting away from those really cold climbs up. You know, what is it? International Falls, I think they had 29 degrees last weekend. That's not
there
bad.
Was snow in, what, South Dakota, Wyoming?
Yeah, someplace. That's right. Yeah. Kind of neat. Anyway, and winter will be here before you know it. There's a great little pad that just hit the market for all you snowbirds. RadarOnline.com reports that a Florida property known as La Pila Royale. La Pala Royale. Oh, it's Palais. Never mind.
Palais.
Le Palais Royale. 60,000 square feet. 11 bedrooms. 17 bathrooms. It says here numerous waterfalls. Oh,
numerous.
Because, you know, you always look for that in the want ads. Pools, oodles of golf, leafing, and a...
gold leafing, maybe?
No, it says golf leafing. I'm guessing you're probably right.
Yeah, well,
that'd probably be a typo.
That golf leafing, I don't know.
That's right. 30-car garage.
Whoa! 30?
Yep. $139 million. It is the most expensive house in U.S. America.
Well, hooray.
Yeah.
So. Gotta have one of them.
Somebody's gotta do that. Okay. So, iTunes, did you see that iTunes users are complaining that U2's new album was forced upon
yep.
them when they didn't want it?
Yep.
They call it Obamacare.
Oh,
no. Thank you. Anyway, why did they do that? I mean, that's... I get maybe a lot of people like U2. I don't know. I don't know their music, and so I'm not sure. But would that be the one that you do? I would think that maybe like a Paul McCartney.
They've historically been tied to the Apple brand.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good for them. Oh, hey. Go ahead.
I don't know that I've checked my iTunes for a while. I don't know if I got that or not.
You'll have to do that.
I'm doing it right now.
Okay. So here you go, Photog Boy and others. If you've always wanted a SanDisk? Mm-hmm. SD card, right, for your digital camera?
I use Compact Flash, but whatever.
But if you wanted one that was a little bit bigger because you didn't have enough memory to hold
sure.
your bajillion pictures, digital cameras, of course, have become kind of a secondary source for a lot of people because you're carrying around a fairly good camera in your pocket to take care of most of the things you need. Of course, if you want really classic-type stuff or artist-type stuff, then you'd want to do maybe a digital camera. Nonetheless, here we go. They have now come out with the biggest ever SD card to put in your camera. Have you seen this?
I don't know. 512
yeah,
gigs?
Yeah. 512 gigabytes. That's big.
Does it have a price on that?
It does.
How much?
$799.99.
That's how much 32 gigs used to cost when I was pricing them.
Is that right?
7-8 years ago.
32?
Yeah, that was the higher end. I maxed out at a handful of 4 gigabytes because it was just more cost effective.
512 gigabytes, that's half a terabyte of memory.
Yeah.
That would be enough for about 4 hours of 4K ultra high def video or about a full day's worth of 1080p video.
Your battery would run out before. Filled up the car.
Sure. Now, and the problem is that the disc gets really heavy then, right?
No. It balances out because there's roughly an equal number of ones and zeros.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right. Okay.
So it balances.
I thought maybe because you loaded all that stuff on there, it made the disc heavy, but
yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much. All right. Cops in Rockland, Massachusetts say a local man broke into a house and cooked some food. Officers rushed to a house at 2 in the morning on Wednesday. After the resident reported an intruder was making noises in his kitchen.
Smacking too loud.
This guy in here making noise in my kitchen. Police say they found 69-year-old John Dalton. It says here, clearly intoxicated. I like that. I mean, that's better than grossly intoxicated or obviously intoxicated, to be clearly intoxicated.
Yes.
Dalton had already broken in, cooked himself some corn on the cob, and then tried to punch the homeowner like you would. Now, if you'll think about that, and I don't know how you cook corn on the cob. I did find this the perfect way to cook corn on the cob. But generally, I mean, don't you boil water and put the corn in there and cook it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking that people are drunk, probably don't need to be dealing with pans of boiling water,
no.
Do they?
Oh.
Anyhow.
Homeowner's lucky he didn't get stabbed with those
little spiky things, yeah, to hold the corn
holders
on the cob. Cob holder. Anyway, Dalton arrested on felony charges, breaking and entering, assault and buttery, and no.
Oh, boo!
Yeah, thank you. Okay. I've already used the rim shot once. I decided not to again. All right, so there you go. The homeowner was not hurt. British series Downton Abbey about to get a visit from a guy who normally lives in Italy. George Clooney will guest star in a special charity episode of the hit series, playing an American guest at a wedding at the Crawley Estate. The British broadcaster ITV says the sketch will be part of an ITV charity fundraiser called Text Santa, which will not be part of the fifth season episodes. It'll be a Christmas special. Okay, so there you are. So Clooney is going to be on Downton Abbey. Okay.
Take a phone call.
Happy Monday.
Y'all are so far behind on cooking corn on the cob.
How do you do that?
Wrap it in a wet paper towel and put it in the microwave for 2 minutes.
That's exactly what I do. I do that. Thank you, sir.
Who was talking about boiling water?
Well, it's in England. It's in England. They don't know any better. They don't know what they're
saying. Oh, I missed the point with the Brit. Okay, never mind.
Thank you. All right.
That's
you.
The way my mom raised me.
How's that?
Well, boiling the
all right, buddy.
Cobs.
What this guy said is true.
I know. I believe it.
Keep the husk on, okay?
Yes, yes.
And it just, because you got to wait for the water to boil, no. You got to put it in there.
I have not either boiled or microwaved cobs of corn since I started grilling them.
Oh, okay, you're one of those
that
guys.
That is the best.
You go for that. Okay.
Takes a long time, but it's good.
Well, that's all right. No, that's okay. You know, the way and that's what's cool. If you go to, like, street fairs and stuff, they've got the roasted corn for you, which is great because you don't have to mess with it. Of course, you do have to use a common jar of mayonnaise and butter with people.
Yeah.
Why on earth would you put mayonnaise?
I don't know. Do you put mayonnaise? I've never would. But
Yeah, Mexican street corn. Mayonnaise and tagine.
No.
No?
No.
Are you sure?
Mayonnaise is evil. You don't put it on corn.
Works on chicken salad, but I don't know about corn.
You don't put it on corn.
Street corn you do.
No.
Yes. All right.
And
we'll continue this argument.
But just think about it, though. I mean, where does the meltage go? And after all, what is that meltage? I mean, if you think about that?
It's oil and egg.
I know. It's not good
Therefore,
for you.
Therefore, you don't put it on corn.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Stocks may open lower on this merger Monday. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Stocks may start out slightly lower this morning. The futures are not suggesting a sell-off, but investors are concerned about interest rates as the Federal Reserve prepares for the two-day policy meeting that begins tomorrow. Merger activity will get attention. Cognizant Technology struck a deal to buy TriZetto Corporation for $2.7 billion. Danaher is buying Nobel Biocare Holding for $2.2 billion. And the UK mainframe computer company Micro Focus is buying the American technology company Attachmate Group. That's a deal worth $2.3 billion. Oracle is buying Front Porch Digital, and Anheuser-Busch InBev has expressed interest in buying SAB Miller. International researchers have lowered their growth forecast for the global economy. The Organization for Economic and Cooperation and Development now expects the American economy to grow 2%. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. Free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
A long weekend.
You've been lied to. Being overweight is not about overeating, not exercising, or a lack of self-control. Diets, gyms, and pills can't fix it. It's your hormones. Go to 44skinny.com for a free video where Dr. Steven Siskin explains the four hormonal barriers to weight loss in men and women over 40.
When I first started losing the weight, all my clothes were falling off. I got some skinny jeans, and my husband is chasing me around the table again. I couldn't be happier.
Go to 44skinny.com to see this riveting free video. That's 44.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Right now, Suddenlink has the best deal going because they're faster, better, and easier than they ever have been before. And it's time to join the thousands who have switched to Suddenlink and do it each month. Get blazing fast, high-speed internet 15.0 for as low as $35 a month. Suddenlink has been ranked as one of the most highly recommended service providers by PC Magazine, plus Netflix ranked Suddenlink high-speed internet higher than DSL in speed. And you've got the 30-day money-back, we promise, guarantee. So there's going to be no little surprises. If you don't like it, you can just go, nah, I'm done. You won't, but you could do that if you wanted to. And there's absolutely no contracts required, so you're not going to get disappointed. Get Suddenlink's best product lineup ever by switching today. Stop in the local store. It's 4114 East 29th Street. You also get customer service right here in Texas, so you'll understand every word. Go down and visit, or you can do it online, too, if you'd rather do it that way. It's Suddenlink.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota. Kubotadealers.com.
Final on Saturday night at Kyle Field was 38-10, Texas A&M over Rice. After the game, Coach Sumlin pointed out that Notre Dame had been the first opponent for Rice, and then the Aggies, both of them on the road.
Yeah, I mean, you look, they've gone out and they've played on the road two top 10, 15 teams, you know, and you watch the video. Notre Dame, the score, it's kind of like our game. Notre Dame's quarterback scrambled around and made a bunch of plays that got them. They played tough. Good solid defense and their quarterback played well tonight. So yeah, they're very very capable and we had a lot of guys in there that were starting for the first time and at linebacker. Rotated a lot of guys in there. It was a great experience for our team again through this stretch. But there's certainly a lot of things that we can learn from.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. Again, the Aggies beat Rice 38-10. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, this year's Best of the Brazos winner in non-medical care. From home health care to one-on-one caregiver assistance, Cornerstone provides the best care at home. Their experienced caregivers provide 1 to 24-hour assistance with activities that allow safe and independent aging in place. Sometimes the help is temporary, such as a post-hospital stay or during an illness where safety is a concern. For more information, please contact Maggie Conderla Alexander at 979-229-4610.
The Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History's 6th Annual Buffalo Stampede 5K Race and Half Marathon is Saturday, October 4th. So put on those running shoes for this USA Track and Field Certified course and the Olympics of Races in the Brazos Valley. Randy Mattson, Olympic gold medalist, will start the races. Save money by registering early online today. Go to BrazosValleyMuseum.org. For more information and to register for the race online, go to BrazosValleyMuseum.org.
825, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Did you watch any of Texas Tech in Arkansas? In the words of Charles Barkley, they're terrible. I mean, Texas Tech is just terrible. Well, the offense is okay, but the defense is just, they can't stop anybody.
Yeah, it's like mid-90s Texas Tech.
Yeah,
terrible. They put 100 points on you, but they're going to let you score 120.
Yeah, so it's not a good thing.
Hey, Kevin, you play football, right?
Yes, sir.
What's your response to the other team saying, we defer?
Oh, God. Charlie Strong. Bless his pee-picking heart.
How stupid was that?
Wow.
They say it happens about once a year, just random teams.
We're going to kick off both times.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's West Dakota's Central School of Mines coach who does that. Not a guy who's a coach university.
Last year, I think they said it was UNC.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting.
And they lost by three. That was the big thing.
One of the, who, Texas? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it mattered.
It did.
Okay, well, let's take their quarterback.
That was one turnover.
Yeah. Let's take UCLA's quarterback out and see how that works out for you. Yeah. Anyway, I'm watching Arkansas play Texas Tech, I'm going, you know, there was a time when Texas and Texas Tech was a great game.
Yep.
But we're a long way away from Michael Crabtree grabbing a pass with 1 second left in the game to win. That's going to be a horrible football game. But nonetheless, I guess we'll find out today what time A&M and Arkansas will play at Jerry World. I think they'll probably announce that today, so we'll find out about that. Find out what we have to do for travel plans if you're going up there. That's when good teams play there as opposed to when Texas shows
up. I'm contemplating going just as a fan.
Oh, yeah, go see that. Well, let's be sure. Pack a lunch. It takes a while to walk there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
NASA sending a 3D printer to the International Space Station.
That makes sense.
Astronauts will be able to make plastic objects of almost any shape that they like inside the little box that's about the size of a microwave oven.
No, that's not a good idea.
Okay, it seems we have two differing views here.
Oh, I'm just thinking.
Enabling them to print new parts to replace broke ones.
Which makes sense, but you've got guys that are in space by themselves for how long?
Come on.
What goofy stuff can we make this thing do?
They're scientists. They're not like us, even.
It's not like you bring a bunch of fifth graders in there. Right, yeah. Anyway, and perhaps even invent useful tools. Oh, that'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it? Do a little widget thing?
Tinker, tinker, tinker.
The second thing that gets made is somebody's middle finger, I'm just saying.
Today, why people are, believe it or not, wow, stressing out over the new iPhone 6. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. In today's world.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You can't sit on the screen, okay? You cannot sit on the screen with a 3D printer. I'm just saying.
I didn't say
I'm
that.
I'm just saying it's not the same.
That's the second thing after the middle finger.
All right, thank you.
Today, okay. Why people are, believe it or not, stressing out over the new iPhone 6. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. In today's world, our computers hold so much that's important to us. They serve as modern-day photo albums, virtual scrapbooks, digital filing cabinets. And as much as we like to think those digital files are indestructible, they're not, unless you back up with Carbonite. I trust Carbonite with all of my data, not just my family memories, but vital business information that's essential to my show. Carbonite backs up your files to the cloud consistently and automatically. You don't even have to think about it. Instead, you can dedicate your energy to keeping your business moving forward. For all your computers at home and at work, trust Carbonite to keep your data safe and sound. Go to Carbonite.com now to get 20% off two-year subscriptions and 30% off three-year subscriptions for a limited time. You'll be joining the 1.5 million customers, including small businesses, that already entrust their data to Carbonite. And when you purchase now, you also get 2 free bonus months with offer code Kim. Simply go to Carbonite.com. Be sure to get your 2 free bonus months using offer code Kim. Today, here's an Only in America story about Apple's new iPhone 6. While tens of millions on planet Earth stress each day about their next meal, civil war, government oppression, here in America, many are stressing out over the new iPhone 6. Which one to buy? The one with the big screen or the smaller but still big screen? It's a dilemma. Both are pricey, so here are some guidelines. If you watch or shoot videos, send or receive lots of text messages, or generally need reading glasses, buy the big screen iPhone. Its camera uses video stabilization, and that means your videos will be smoother and less jittery. The bigger screen also provides more room to type, fewer typos. And finally, the iPhone 6 Plus battery life beats all previous iPhones, with up to 24 hours of 3G talk time. If you still can't decide, there's no need to stress. Both are sold out, even in the pre-order stage. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. A College Station woman who went into a flooded creek Saturday morning to save her dog has died after she was swept away from the high and swift moving water. The body of 32-year-old April Rachel Turner was found about 600 feet from where she was last seen in College Station's Lick Creek Park. Investigators were told Turner had been walking her dog in the park and began to walk and talk with the second woman who was also walking her dog. As they neared a footbridge, Turner's dog got into the water of a nearby creek that was elevated due to recent rains. Turner told the second woman her dog was having trouble getting out of the water, and she went in to get it. The witness said Turner was able to push her dog out, but she became stuck and then was taken downstream. The witness attempted to help Turner, but was unable due to the force and depth of the rushing creek. Multiple local and state agencies were involved in the 8-hour search for Turner, employing boats, ATVs, and search dogs. For the second time in as many weeks, the Bryan City Council will be considering economic incentives in the BioCorridor.
A special meeting tomorrow at noon takes up the Bryan Council giving up $411,000 as its share of a $70 million facility producing vaccines and other pharmaceuticals. Last Thursday, the College Station Council approved its share, almost $700,000. In return for getting the combined $1.1 million over a seven-year period, Kalon Biotherapeutics will build and equip a $70 million facility that will open by the end of next year. Kalon, created by the Texas A&M system as a private company, is also required by the end of 2017 to have at least 100 employees and an annual payroll of at least $6 million. Kalon, partnering with GlaxoSmithKline and Lonza, is responsible for producing plant-based pandemic and seasonal flu vaccines, as well as having a commercial development and manufacturing component. Last week, the Bryan Council gave more than $8 million in property tax breaks and future hotel occupancy tax money to the developers of the Atlas Town Center, which is valued at between $500 and $700 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan City budget approved last week by the city calls for a $200,000 increase in revenue from the hotel occupancy tax. Most of that increase goes into funding unspecified events. The Downtown Bryan Association, in charge of the Texas Reds Festival, gets $120,000, the same as this year. Rafael Pena was one of two councilmen who were unsuccessful in having the DBA go through a grant process administered by the Convention and Visitors Bureau. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Pena was asked when he will ask for the organizers of two other downtown events, Fiestas Patrias and the Blues Festival, to also go through the CVB.
Well, like everything, things take time, and there's so many things that are going on in the city right now. And again, that was the first one that came to mind, so that's the one that people have actually told me about. And I'm not trying to lead a crusade or anything like that, so I'm not going to just, you know, be real anal about these and go forward. So nowhere in the near future, but I will take a look at it and I will decide. And when it's usually when someone comes and tells me about it.
Pena says he asked the DBA to go through the CVB grant process after hearing on the campaign trail last year about the Texas Reds Festival losing money. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan recently participated in committee hearings dealing with higher education and appropriations. He says discussion about higher education dealt with getting more foster children to take advantage of free opportunities.
They have to, like, 25 years old, I think it is, to to begin college, and it's all their tuition and fees are pretty well paid for. There's lots of help for them.
Rainey says foster children told them about the difficulties they experienced by moving multiple times.
Some of them had degrees. Some did not. One young man said, well, I went to school, but it was like, only a month left. And
Rainey also called on school counselors to let foster children know about state-funded programs. A North Zulch man is in jail accused of walking into Pebble Creek Country Club and taking two membership cards from the clubhouse. College Station police found the cards on 19-year-old Richard Westmoreland when he was arrested on an unrelated criminal trespassing charge earlier this month. The arrest report indicated no charges had been made on the cards, which were supposed to be mailed to a new member. Bryan police responded to 7 assaults on Friday. 6 were misdemeanor cases, while the 7th involves a Bryan man accused of stabbing a woman in the back of the head with a 7-inch kitchen knife. According to the arrest report, 32-year-old Christopher Franklin told officers he threw the knife out of anger after she refused to make him dinner. Since 1990, Habitat for Humanity has overseen the construction of homes built and purchased by low-income households with the assistance of volunteer labor and donations. Communications Director Ryan Pierce says part of the agency's 25th anniversary is starting their 250th home.
With it being our 25th anniversary, we're kind of asking people to maybe give $25 or more, of course. We figure if everyone in Bryan and College Station gave $25, we could build 88 homes for 88 local low-income families.
Pierce says 5 homes were finished in July and August. Another one was started on Saturday, and construction will begin on 2 more before the end of the month.
We don't just need money, we need people. And so we build Tuesday through Saturday all year long on homes for families and welcome anyone to come help on the construction site. You don't have to have skills. You just have to want to help. We also help need people in our restore in our office. Always welcome any kind of help we can get.
More information is online at habitatbcs.org. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. More news at 12 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Lee's Carpet resists spills and stains so well, we are having a spillabration.
Enjoy 50% off with 18 months special financing on selected styles of Lee's Carpet. Plus, you can save up to 30% on selected hardwood, laminate, and tile floors too. Ron, tell me why should we come in now and save on Lee's Carpet?
Lee's has the newest styles and colors and the best warranties of any carpet. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One on Highway 6 next to Harley-Davidson.
You know, you've heard a lot of stuff about bed bugs. Bed bugs have made a huge comeback. They are, in fact, real bugs, not just something that somebody says, night, don't let the bed bugs bite, right? And they're tough to get rid of. Matter of fact, they're very tough, first of all, to find and then to get rid of. And that's why if you do get them, and it can happen to you right here in the Brazos Valley, well, ABC Home and Commercial Services can help you with that beyond a shadow of a doubt. ABC is who you need to call because this is a very specialized type thing that needs to be taken care of by professionals. Remember, if anybody in your house travels often, if they live in a dorm, or if they often have out-of-town, if you often have out-of-town guests, or just any time that bedclothes are going to end up being shared, that's how it can happen. You can be very susceptible to getting bed bugs. They're extremely hard to eliminate and absolutely require a professional to do that. So if you suspect you have bed bugs, then get in touch with Bobby Jenkins. ABC will be glad to give you a free evaluation. You can reach him at 361-0500 or abchomeandcommercialservices.com. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 month, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Make it about 8:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Shall we check the weather? Because we've got some, and it's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Some cloudiness will drift our way today. It'll turn mostly cloudy. We'll look for temperatures today to make their way up to about 90. For tonight, looks like we'll see quite a bit of cloudiness around early, then it turns partly cloudy overnight. Lows will fall back to about 70 to 75. Tomorrow some sun to start. Then I think we could see an afternoon storm, 90 to 95, partial sun, highs 90 to 95 during the day on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you have a really hard time getting up in the morning, good chance that you are a night owl. That doesn't pertain to the three of us because we have really weird hours.
No, I'm still a night owl.
Okay. I understand. And, well, and, you know, true, I remember that and enjoyed that a lot when I was young. And because I guess from about, from the time I was 25 to about 29, that's what I do. And I'd, you know, get off work at 10:30 at night. And it was really bad when I was about 24 because I'd get off work, take me a half an hour to get home. It's now 11 o'clock. And Tom Snyder is about the only thing on back then, you know? Because that was a long time ago, 1974. That was a long time ago. Just the choice of television late at night was nothing. Now, just look at all the stuff you could watch.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, you could stay up forever. And but the other problem was I had to be in a regular person's world as well because I had to go do, you know, stuff in the morning and shoot video. And that made for a long day, but again.
You're tired just thinking about it.
Yeah, I know it is. That's actually Mr. Downs has come into the studio for some reason. It's Ben Downs.
Well, I just wanted to wish my granddaughter a happy birthday today.
Oh, and by the way, Scott, too.
Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful day for a birthday for my granddaughter.
It is. And of course, one.
The 15th, a day that I will always remember because it is the birthday of Sophia's birthday.
That's right.
On the 15th. She is three.
You know,
it is my granddaughter's birthday.
Shares a birthday with Google.
But, yeah, that's right. And USA Today. But, you know, only one of two grandchildren that Mr. Downs has. The other one, what's his name?
I forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Archived forever at WTAW.com.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you, you know, I was when Pooh and Dave were expecting, I was looking at that calendar. I was saying, it cannot be
Please. On
Scott's birthday.
Tell me it won't happen.
Please.
Tell me it won't happen.
Let me pray to God in heaven that it does not come on the same day as Scott DeLucia. It's, and then they named the boy Scott.
It's perfect. It was just perfect.
Oh, well.
He's bookend. There's nothing he can do.
No.
You're locked in. You'll know.
And I have to admit, it gave me a little pause, a little itch yesterday. I was in Temple. They're preparing to move to their new home, and I was there playing with the kids, and it did give me a little bit of a twitch to say, "Hey, Scott, you want to play horsey?" You know.
Because it's been 45 years since he's asked.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Man. Well, anyway. So it's my birthday. This is so fun.
I can easily tell them apart. But the Scott that has the last name Downs is a happy child.
There you go.
who enjoys everyone's company.
That's right. So how old is your granddaughter?
She's three today.
Well,
thank you for
great.
Listening.
That's mm-hmm. great.
And,
okay.
And yeah.
What kind of cake?
Ice cream. An ice cream cake.
In the shape of anything or just
in the shape of a cake. It's a cake. That's why we call it an ice cream cake, Scott. You know.
So what'd you get her?
I'm not telling you.
Okay, all right.
Because
okay.
it's a secret. All because right. they're in the middle of a move right now. And since she's 3 years old, the calendar concept's a little bit beyond her. And so we might slip the birthday celebration just a little bit of time.
I'm thinking wait till she turns four and she goes, "Where's my new house? I got a house for my birthday last year."
we have her an easel. She enjoys painting and things like that. The cat looks fabulous.
Okay. So new James Bond movie coming out.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Does it have the blonde Bond again?
No. Yeah, I believe it's going to be.
I did not think I would like him, but he's
really good.
He's really redone the whole Bond thing. Yeah. It's less silly and more dangerous.
Well, but we don't know who the bad guy is going to be.
There's
a little bit of a problem.
Just give it to Sharon Stone and call it good.
Well, yeah. No, the wrestler guy, what's his name? The Rock?
Yeah.
They wanted him to be the bad guy, and he wanted more than Daniel Craig's getting paid. And
they said no.
Said we better not do that. Mm-hmm. Howsomever, the other story is that Daniel Craig is going to have a mystery cameo role in the Star Wars episode VII. So
really?
Do you care?
No.
Okay. Well, I thought I'd give you a chance.
But you know, still, that's nice of you to bring that up.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I knew it was one of those star things. I wasn't sure which one.
Trek.
That's the one.
Okay. Always has been. Always will be. Yeah, that's fine.
Good. Well, happy birthday to your granddaughter, and I hope she and Scott have a great time today for her birthday.
Mm-hmm. By the way,
wait.
How old are you?
I am
71.
64. I'm 64 years
Good
old.
Good Lord.
Today. Oh, my God. What will we
You're
do?
You're not going to retire, are you? Because if you retire, then I have to start coming in early. I mean, that's how it is, man. I've already got it figured out. The day you walk out the door is the day that, I mean.
I hold that over him all the time.
I know.
I know.
Hi, Ben. Enjoy sleeping?
Yes. Yeah, there we go.
At Toyota, we know people think that every sales event for every car company is identical. But here's something else we know. It's not a great deal if it's not a great car. Enter the Camry One event and the established and recognized Toyota Camry, the best-selling car in America 12 years in a row and most dependable midsize car. Now is the time to get a great deal on the dependable, stylish Camry, so don't settle for anything else. Camry was even named the 2014 Best Midsize Car for the Money by U.S. News. And now, with available 0% financing, it's a better value than ever. It's the Camry One event, and your decision couldn't get any easier. Test drive today and see why year after year, more people choose the famous Camry reliability and performance. Remember, it's not a great deal if it's not a great car, and the Camry One event is both. Lease a new 2014.5 Camry LE for $199 a month for 24 months. Just $19.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/30/14.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
It's outrageous.
I don't think I could pull off that skirt.
It's hysterical.
Many have.
It's hot in Cleveland. Coming to ABC 40 on September 15th, TV's funniest comedy with Betty White and Valerie Bertinelli coming exclusively to ABC 40. Weekdays at 6 p.m. September 15th.
You don't get a puppy and a fireman in the same day.
The news can wait until 10. Get your laughs first with Hot in Cleveland, starting September 15th at 6 p.m. on ABC 40.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's 8:47, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Going back to the show that was so rudely interrupted by the general manager, but I guess we have to do that. So, if you're a night owl, if you're a morning person, whatever, if you do really have a hard time getting up in the morning, there is a good chance that you're a night owl. One way to make it a little bit easier in the morning would be to go to bed earlier and get more sleep, but that's not any fun. If you are determined to stay up late, forget about using the old snooze button. If you're sleep deprived, hitting the snooze button will only make you feel groggier when you do get up. And I don't, you know, a couple of things when it comes to time I don't get. I don't get the snooze button, okay? And I don't get people who set their watch ahead like 5 minutes. I don't get it. I've had it explained to me. I just simply nod. It's fine. Why don't you have the right time on your clock? Set your alarm a little later. Give yourself more uninterrupted sleep. Just remember, you'll have to bite the bullet and get up anyway.
Yeah.
Jolting yourself out of bed is actually a lot easier than letting yourself doze off and having to do that over again. And that's, again, I think that's probably a pretty smart thing, because you're doing that rolling into waking up thing, and that ain't much fun. All right, if you are upset, is it proper to say that I feel bad or I feel badly? Members of your, don't call me Lee, right? Members of the grammar police might think it's correct to say badly. See, that's what I think. But you would be wrong. I'm wrong. Oh, no. If it is, it is more correct to say I feel bad. And the reason is because you are expressing an emotion. To illustrate, when you say I feel sad, you wouldn't say I feel sadly.
Ah.
Because sad is the emotion, and so is bad. So it's more correct to say I feel bad. Now, what about further and farther? How do you know which to use? Farther refers to physical distance.
Correct.
For example, how much farther is it till we get there, Dad? Further is used for almost everything else.
Then a catch-all.
Yeah, well, exactly. If you complain any further, however, sometimes it's hard to
tell. I was going to say, well, with farther, if you keep complaining, it depends if you're in the car.
Right. Before we read any farther in this book, is that a physical distance or not?
Yes.
Turns out that in those cases, it doesn't really matter which word you use.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, there. Okay.
So there's the exception to the rule that you just gave.
Exactly.
Okay.
That, and after all, if there were not an exception to the rule of the rule that you just gave, it wouldn't be English, right?
Correct.
Whole ideas. All right, number one movie over the weekend, No Good Deal, $24.5 million. Dolphin Tale finished second at $16 million. Guardians of the Galaxy plummeted to number three. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh,
After how many weeks?
Yeah, I know, exactly. But it makes you wonder, because every once in a while, like today, I'll go back and look at what the number one movie was a few years ago. So like a year ago this week, the number one movie was Insidious Chapter 2. And, of course, we all remember how great Insidious was.
Well, yeah.
They had the second chapter.
5 years ago. 5 years ago. Oh, we've had another chapter. Oh, good. 5 years ago this week, the number one movie was I Can Do Bad All By Myself. Okay. And then 10 years ago, the number one movie was Resident Evil Apocalypse. So, I mean, it's fairly evident that the middle of September is a time to put out pretty crappy movies, right? And then you go back to 20 years ago this week, the number one movie was Forrest Gump, which is pretty much
wow.
a classic. I mean, by just about everybody's estimation. So, Insidious Chapter 2, I Can Do Bad All By Myself, Resident Evil, or Forrest Gump. And for your number one movies. All right, it's 9 till.
Looking for a more convenient club to work out with more amenities and classes per location? Want a friendly staff that'll take a real personal interest in you? Look no further than AeroFit and their free one-week trial VIP membership or 50% off enrollment. Try before you buy. AeroFit is absolutely certain that you'll be 100% delighted with your fitness experience, that they're offering you a hassle-free one-week VIP trial membership. Try any of their 5 great locations and you decide. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com for your free one-week trial or 50% off enrollment today. Some restrictions apply.
John Deere 5DE series tractors are the definition of utility, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a 5045D utility tractor and save $2,500 or get 0% financing for 72 months. With a deal like this, you can conquer tough jobs and enjoy John Deere reliability for years to come. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you or visit us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Washbangers. Well, everybody's back and things are getting crowded. I've told people for years that since we're really unique, we're not always the first place people think of when they're looking for somewhere to eat. That can be an advantage to you folks that live here since the visitors don't always know about our incredible food. Keep that in mind next time you want a great meal but want to avoid the crowds at one of the big national chains. Speaking of great food, this month's specialty burger is a Southern Burger, a wonderful burger with green tomatoes fried to a golden brown, topped with fresh arugula, crumbled goat cheese, and then drizzled with a tangy balsamic reduction. Like our other gourmet burgers, it's served on a warm grilled sourdough bun surrounded by a big pile of hand-cut Idaho fries. Our specialty dessert this month is homemade Convict Hill oatmeal stout ice cream. We serve this rich dark beer ice cream with chocolate-covered pretzels. This is pretzels and beer like you've never experienced before. Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station. Home of the Banger Burger, the Brazos Valley's first and still best gourmet burger.
About 6 till. Where does Pete come up with these things? That's great. Beer, ice cream, and chocolate-covered pretzels. All right.
Yes, sir.
If you're experiencing memory loss, you might want to check your blood type. According to a study in the journal Neurology, those with type AB blood may be at a significantly higher risk of memory loss later in life. Researchers tracked participants age 45 and older for 3 to 4 years, determined those with AB had an 82% higher risk of cognitive decline. Nothing you do, you know, I mean, your blood is your blood type, right?
Right.
I mean, so what do you do? Diet and lifestyle changes that support a healthy memory can help to counteract the increased risk. Staying physically and socially active as you age is good advice for any type. Interesting that they would even equate. Who even thought to equate those two? And again, I'm not exactly sure how that works, but. All right, here we go. Let's take a phone call. Hello?
What if I can't remember my blood type?
Thank you. Excellent point. So it was a three-peat for New York in Atlantic City last night. Miss New York, Kira Kazantsev, Brown, picked up the crown entitled Miss America 2015. For her talent portion of the show, she performed Pharrell Williams' Happy using a red solo cup as a percussion instrument, like Anna Kendrick did in the movie Pitch Perfect. Miss Virginia, that'd be Courtney Page Garrett, was the first runner-up and will assume the title should Miss America be unable to serve, of course. Top five included Miss Arkansas, Ashton Joe Campbell, Miss Florida, Victoria Cowan, and Miss Massachusetts, Lauren Kuhn. Top 12, we didn't even make the top 12, Mississippi, Alabama, Iowa, Kentucky, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee. In the primary preliminary competition last week, Miss Ohio, Miss Pennsylvania, and Miss Kentucky won the talent competition. Miss Maryland, Miss Oklahoma, and Miss Florida won the swimsuit competition. So there. So this is like a two-week contest now? Is that the way that that works? Okay. And there was no Burt Parks to sing, of course. So there you are. Good for Miss New York. She's Miss America. Martha Stewart, add her name to the long list of women that want Gwyneth Paltrow to ditch her lifestyle line. The domestic diva told the New York Post that she's an enthusiastic, charming, pretty person, but isn't credible and, quote, just needs to be quiet.
Oh, wow.
Got a little catfight going on here.
It sounds like it.
Gwyneth, for her part, received a lot of criticism for her line of Goop products, which includes $65 household cleaning supplies, packing lists for weekends in the Hamptons, and cloth dinner napkins that retail for $200. Yeah, that's probably not your mainstream type item right there. Would not think so. Anyway, Wi-Fi hotspot gets a guy in trouble. We'll talk about that in a minute.
At Toyota, we know people think that every sales event for every car company is identical. But here's something else we know. It's not a great deal if it's not a great car. Enter the Camry One event and the established and recognized Toyota Camry, the best-selling car in America 12 years in a row and most dependable midsize car. Now is the time to get a great deal on the dependable, stylish Camry, so don't settle for anything else. Camry was even named the 2014 Best Midsize Car for the Money by U.S. News. And now, with available 0% financing, it's a better value than ever. It's the Camry One event, and your decision couldn't get any easier. Test drive today and see why year after year more people choose the famous Camry reliability and performance. Remember, it's not a great deal if it's not a great car. And the Camry One event is both. Lease a new 2014.5 Camry LE for $199 a month for 24 months. Just $19.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/30/14.
The Caldwell Country family has so many customers in the Bryan-College Station area that it only made sense to add another avenue for you to get great service. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube is now open. From oil changes to engine jobs, you'll find the same great service from the same great people just closer to home. They've brought Caldwell Country's great service closer to home in Bryan-College Station. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube,
open 6 days a week next to Wendy's just off Texas Avenue on East Southwest Parkway.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Airline passenger detained at SeaTac Airport because of what he named his Wi-Fi hotspot.
Of course.
Passenger waiting to depart on the flight to Denver noticed someone on the plane had named his hotspot Southwest Bomb on Board.
Oh, boy.
A few minutes later, the same hotspot was renamed Bomb Location 19E. Passengers notified the flight crew, who called airport security. Person with the hotspot detained. Plane was searched. Luckily, nothing found on the flight. They were allowed to take off without the suspicious passenger.
At what point is that a good idea?
What does he say?
It's just goofing off. Huh? Yeah.
All right, on this date in history, this had to be strange. 1916, at the Battle of Somme in France, tanks were first used in warfare.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was probably what you'd call a game changer. A
little bit.
1928, Alexander Fleming reported the discovery of penicillin. And we thought it was the lowest common denominator for television. Boy, were we wrong in 1965 when Green Acres made its television debut. We thought that was going to be the worst television show ever.
Man, I saw a lot of that on Nick at Night.
Yeah. 1982, Gannett published its first issue of USA Today. Lead story was the auto accident that killed Princess Grace of Monaco. So there you are. All right, back tomorrow, 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian.